The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
There's a scientist, and oh, don't you love scientists? They do so many studies.
Yes, they do.
And they're fascinating. And then they can end up writing a book like this.
Mm-hmm.
Swearing is good for you.
Oh.
The amazing science of bad language.
Oh, fantastic.
And apparently...
That's good news for you and I.
All the Australian child experts are outraged about this book.
Mm.
So what he says is...
You know what I say to them? They can go and get...
Oh, I reckon this book is great. And he's a really good bloke too, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what... Oh, this, look, I grew up in a house where people swore.
See, I didn't.
You didn't.
No, we weren't allowed.
You really compensated as time went on. So apparently what – see, what happens now, and we all know this is true, and this is what this guy's saying, is that kids are swearing at school with each other.
Yep.
And then parents are swearing with each other. I mean, there might be people out there who don't swear. Not many, as far as I can tell. And it would be better for the parents to be teaching the kids – how to swear. No,
in the appropriate tones. Don't say you idiot. What you say is you are a idiot. Yeah, you used that in the wrong context. Now, when you referred to your fathers,
There is something. It's terrible, but it is amusing when you hear someone's kid drop a. Drop one.
Well, who was it? Was it you telling me? No, I don't think it was you. Someone was telling me that their parents, they used to let them, the kids swear for 1 minute. They had 1 minute in the car. Someone recently told me
that. Yes, I think I was there too.
Yeah, you might have been with me. They were allowed to swear for exactly 1 minute
and get out
in
of
the car and they just ripped in. And the parents absolutely loved it. They thought it was hilarious. And the kids, you know, got it out of their system and then they didn't need to swear.
I want to know from the people of Hobart. Is swearing in front of your kids or with your kids, is it okay?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from someone who's never sworn in front of their kids.
Well, I'd like to hear from someone who's never sworn. Is there someone?
Oh, no way.
Some people are very fanatical about
right.
bad language.
Yeah, there would be. I mean, we weren't even allowed to say fart.
Oh, excuse
sorry,
me.
Dave, when we were kids. Did you think I was going to say something else?
I'm a bit worried.
13, 27, 10.
Yeah, tell us three things. Have you never sworn? What was this?
Have you never sworn in front of your kids?
And should you swear in front of your kids?
Yeah. The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt. Have come out and said we should be teaching.
No, one scientist.
Well, we should be teaching our kids when it's appropriate. Not when it's appropriate to swear, but making sure that they've got it in the right, they're using it at the right time.
He's written a book called Swearing's Good For You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language. And
sure
he's caused the child experts to go absolutely bonkers. Trudy?
Hey, how you going?
Is that bad or is it normal?
No, it's bad.
Oh, you don't like swearing at all?
No. I was brought up with if you swore, you got soap in the mouth. I've never heard my mum say anything except from SHIT and the female dog version.
Have you ever sworn?
So she still swears.
Me? Oh, yeah, I'm like a trucker.
So you're like Al.
Yeah.
No, what you're saying is you shouldn't swear in front of your kids or what?
Yeah, I don't agree with it. You go to the bus mall and you walk through the bus malls and that's all you hear is young children and you just hear
it. I agree with that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's never been any different. I mean, I remember when I was in primary school, the kids were swearing in the playground then hardcore. You know, maybe not some of the words, but they were still using the F word back in the 80s.
In the day.
I don't think it's changed that much.
No, I don't think it has either. Yeah.
So what, you never swear in front of your kids?
I try not to, but...
That's a yes.
Especially the bad
word. Yes, I try not to.
I try not to.
And
love
fail.
Your honesty, Trude.
Yeah, good on you, Trude. See ya.
Thanks.
Craig, what do you reckon? Swear in front of the kids or not?
I do, shouldn't. Wife doesn't. Yeah. I get in trouble for it. My 21-year-old son swore at me the other day, so I smacked him in the ear. I said, don't swear at your old man, little shit.
Oh, isn't that so hypocritical?
Not really, because, you know, I think, as you said about, the other lady was saying about swearing in the playground or whatever, we were brought up, my dad never, ever swore in front of kids or women when there was women around. Like, if it was on the farm, you'd hear all sorts of language. And the poor bloody dog, he was told all sorts of things. But we weren't allowed to swear, you know. We were told bloody's in the Bible, it's in the book, and that's, you get away with that one, but don't say nothing anymore. Yeah.
And then,
can I ask that mate program last night, the tow trucks? Oh. I heard the F bomb on mate last night, 8:30 or something. That the F bomb was like, why ain't it going beep all night? Because it was like,
it's become,
we got a special TV. No. There was lots of them.
I know, it's become more common, and I'm seeing it in more and more shows. It's like it's lost its potency. Thanks, Craig.
God,
thanks, Craig.
G'day, Ash.
Yeah, hello.
Swearing in front of your kids, where do we stand on it?
I think to start with, I've got a four-year-old, and he recognises two swear words as being bad words.
So which one's moment, out of interest?
The F word, F word, and the B, bitch, I guess it's a female dog. So
you can get away with that.
Yeah, so we can get away with the SH word at the moment because he doesn't recognise that as being a bad word.
Okay.
I guess when we get to the point that he does, we'll cut it out, only because I think we need to teach them where it's appropriate that they can swear.
That's what,
and
yes.
I think that at four he's too young to recognise that, so if we cut them out altogether, then we can slowly reintroduce them when he's old enough.
Would you do what this scientist's saying, though, and teach him what the words are and when they're appropriate and not appropriate, which is what this guy's saying?
Yeah, I think it's okay to teach them when it's appropriate to use them. If we use them in our own home, but we know that we're not going to go to work and use them, then I don't see a problem.
Now, do you personally swear?
Yes.
See, there is something.
So you swear in front of him, but it's, you get away with it because he doesn't know that half of them are swear words.
Exactly. Mm. Yep. So the ones he recognises, we try not to say in front of him, and if we do, he pulls us up.
Now, would you agree that somehow, for stress relief, there's no question that having a good swear every now and then in the right situation works?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I'd be lost without swearing, honestly.
I think some words just aren't quite strong enough.
Yes. It's all about passion, isn't it? If you're a passionate person and you feel strongly about something, there's no words that count, like swearing.
Do you feel like the big guns that we've got now have lost a bit of their potency? We almost need a new big gun?
Oh, I think there's new ones sneaking in there every now and again.
Thanks, Ash.
No worries. Thank you.
I see what you're saying, but, I mean, who's going to come up with a new swear word?
Oh, there needs to be a...
Oh, yeah. Here we go. We'll let loose and I'll put one in.
Okay. Oh, for God's sake, there needs to be...
Sorry.
The words we've got now are not good enough.
They've
we need
lost their potency. The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt. There's potentially a new team in town. It's very exciting.
It would be very exciting. Obviously, we've got the Chargers doing very well this year, and they want to evolve into the Huskies, and a man who's really pushing this behind the whole move to get the Huskies in the NBL is ex-Premier David Butler, who is the president of the Chargers. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you too, Dave. It's great to be with you both.
Now, it's a huge move to try and get in the NBL, isn't it? How are we looking with the Huskies? Is it? Would you give it a 50-50, 80-20? Where are you looking at?
Well, look, you know, about 3 months ago, I would have said we're a 10-20% chance, but I've upped that to at least 50-50. Obviously, there's a well-publicised negotiation going on with the Glenorchy City Council around the Doohan Entertainment Centre, and that's one big hurdle to get over, and we need to achieve that. And then, obviously, the NBL themselves, but increasingly, the national basketball press, the national basketball community, seem to be really on board with the structure of the bid, and certainly with the branding of the bid. So, you know, I'm optimistic.
Speaking of branding, I mean, your Husky, very good-looking mascot.
Mawson.
Fantastic.
213 centimetres, but you've got a bit of concern.
Yeah, I am concerned about Rex. What's going to happen?
Well, look, Rex will always live on in the hearts and minds. And
we're just worried.
Is he going to be stuffed and sent him straight to the taxidermist?
We're worried that he's going to turn up to the, if the Huskies evolve, he's going to turn up to the game still out there at the deck and he's just going to be standing there really
sitting
upset.
Sitting at the very back
looking
in the bleachers.
Forward. Yeah. No, look, Rex will be looked after because ultimately the Chargers will retain their own brand and their own identity and so on. Rex will be, you know, out in the winter, I guess, as rhinos are, and Mawson will be out in the summer, I suspect.
Oh, true. I'd love to see them arm in arm,
so
embracing.
Would the charges, the charges would still be there, would they?
Yes, the charges are going to continue as a Seabull club, and so are the Northwest Thunder as the other men's Seabull club. And what the Huskies want to do is very much treat those two clubs as brother clubs, if you like, or part of the fraternity, and be real feeders for the club. So develop junior talent, develop young talent to come and play in the NBL. Perhaps like we've done this year, we've had Craig Moller playing in the Chargers. He plays with Melbourne United in the NBL. We would see some NBL players from the Huskies over the winter playing with both the Northwest Thunder up in up on the Northwest Coast and the Hobart Chargers. So it'll be a relationship that's beneficial for both, I think.
Huge game on Friday night, the preliminary final against Geelong. How are you feeling about that? Because that should get you through to the grand final. Are you confident?
Well, mate, ageing politicians are a bit prone to hyperbole, of course, but I would just say this, that this is the biggest game of basketball audience-wise in Tasmania for 20 years. We've already I've got 3,000 people through the door. We're looking probably at about 3,500, if not more.
You've actually got 3,000 tickets sold.
Yeah, 3,000 people committed to coming already.
That is amazing.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So it's going to be a massive night at the Doit Entertainment Centre. When you consider this club, Chargers, you know, a couple of years ago, we're getting 300 or 400 at the Newtown Netball Centre there. I just want to say a big thank you to our enormous volunteer army, from my board right down through to all my, you know, ushers who work for the love of it on a Friday night, and everybody in between. There's 100 of them. Can't name them all.
Wow.
They have an amazing
job. No, take your time. Do it.
Yeah, come on. Here we go. We've got time.
Now,
I hope they get the buzz that I get on Friday night, looking around and seeing, you know, what we've built over.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Can you still get a ticket?
You can still get a ticket. There's about 200 or 300 tickets available on Ticketmaster. If you go to ticketmaster.com.au and search Hobart Chargers, there's still some general admission tickets available there. We will have to make a decision by the end of today whether we move curtains again, because if we sell those 200 or 300 tickets today, it's full house. And whether or not we construct, you know, build the court or build the stadium in a different way to add another 500 or not will be a decision we have
to make. Well, surely a crowd like this has to go a long way into getting the NBL on board with the Huskies.
And, of course, after that, the Launceston Tornadoes tomorrow on Saturday night have a full house of 1,100. And
fantastic.
The Northwest, would you believe the Northwest League final last week attracted 1,200 up there. So if you add all that together, we've got 6,000 people buying tickets to basketball games in Tasmania this week.
I think the TSL would be a bit envious of that.
Yeah.
David Bartlett, president of the Chargers and maybe the Huskies, congratulations, and great win on, hopefully, on Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your support. Go Charge.
The Dave Noonan Show with Our Plan.
People absolutely love that. If you've never been to Perth, oh, fantastic place.
They'll love that almost as much as I love your stat.
You'd love a stat on a Wednesday. This is a little bit of a variation.
Okay.
55% of people, this is the stat, and you've got to try and guess what the answer is.
I was going to say, straight into it.
55% of people have one of these in their car. As it turns out, I don't. I'm not sure if you do or not. Maybe you should.
Well, it can't be a phone charger or anything like that. Then,
no, it's not a phone charger.
Like 99%.
13, 2017. Give us a call. 55% of people keep one of these in their car.
Oh, 55%. Okay.
So half of us.
You want people ringing right now, don't you?
Right now.
13, 2017.
Right here, right now.
Come on. All I can think of, I don't know why I'm thinking yoga mat, but not 50%. Not 50% of
that
people
would be random.
Would have that.
Good morning. What do you think it is?
Well, a baseball bat, cricket bat.
For road rage.
Sporting equipment.
I was going to say, isn't that interesting that we both immediately thought that?
Road rage.
But no, he actually needs to have a game of cricket.
Thanks, although I often do have stuff like that in my say to you. Good morning. What do you think it is? 55% of people have one of these in their car.
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
Oh, we should all have one of those.
Probably should
have.
I haven't got.
Is that it? No?
No, it's not it. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I think that'd be low.
Good morning. What do you think it is?
Umbrella.
An umbrella.
Oh, good one.
You have an umbrella in your car.
At one stage, I had about four.
Every time we
were out,
you forgot to get it and you bought another one. You're hilarious. Good morning. What do you think it is? Good morning.
Toilet roll.
It is a toilet roll.
Oh, is it?
It
How
is.
How good am I?
Have you got one in your car?
I do. It's in my glove box.
See, the reason
I... Yes, yeah, that's probably not a bad thing to have in the glove box.
Just hang on there. Good morning. Good morning.
G'day. How you going?
Do you have a toilet roll in your car?
No. Yeah. I've got a stubby holder, though.
Was that your guess?
Yes, it was.
No, I hope you're not drinking in the car, young man.
No.
No, it's just for emergency when you go around the boys' place.
Yeah, good one.
That's not it, though. Good on you. Yeah, I have never had a toilet roll in my car. Do you?
I definitely have.
No.
I've had a toilet roll in the car. I think only when, you know, if the kids have got runny noses or something and you don't have a box. You're always running out of tissues because they go up and get a tissue and they pull out 30 at once.
Now, the big question is, have you ever got caught short and needed it?
Yes. Like, you go to the Speedway or you go for a picnic and there's no toilet paper in the public toilet.
Yes.
Oh, see. I'm going to have to start putting one in there.
You know what? My husband, one time, he actually, we had to pull up. We were going camping out Whoop-Whoop. He had to pull up. He had to pull over and he actually sat on the trailer bar thing to use as a toilet.
What?
Because he had to do a... Number two. Anyway, sorry, that's probably too much.
Well done. Thank you. Good guess. See ya.
I hope he's not listening. I'm going to be in big trouble over that. Sorry for everyone that's eating their breakfast.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plan.
I love it when something comes from nothing. You had the idea of just getting jokes from kids one day, and this has just absolutely evolved. I'm loving it. Comedy, our Triple M's Comedy Kids.
Some people say I'm a bit cruel. I was warned yesterday before we went to Gagebook Primary. See, what happens is in Comedy Kids, you've got to nominate your class and your school and get permission, obviously. We can't just wander in because one kid says, hey, come into our class.
Dave, get in
here. We get in the school and they say, who are you? What are you doing here? Coming here to do Comedy Kids.
Yeah. No, you're not.
They were so organised yesterday at Gagebook Primary, Mrs. Gearman's class, grade two, grade three.
Yes.
They all had their jokes. They'd rehearsed them. They had them written down.
Yes, great bunch of kids.
What a great school, though. And they've got a school dog.
Indy.
Oh, lovely little
dog. She's adorable.
Indy spends her time just wandering around the school. It made me laugh. So we're walking down the corridor to see Mrs. Gearman's class. Indy's following us. Then Indy looks in into another classroom and goes, I might go in there for a while. Yeah.
Slipped in. Had a little scratch of the tummy, then came on back down to us.
Perfect.
I'll tell you who was loving her was one of the boys called Broccolini. I loved his nickname too, that Mrs. Gearman's given him. He was giving Indy a good old pat. She was loving it.
So then we got the kids one by one, and you can see them all. It's fantastic on our website, triplem.com.au, Comedy Kids.
Yep, we're going to be doing this for a little while. We come out and we record the kids' jokes. We record them on video as well. And the best thing is every single joke that we hear gets put into the Triple M Comedy Kids joke book. And we're going to be selling this to raise money for Give Me Five for Kids.
So nominate your school, go to triplem.com.au. Now, here's just a few of the ones from yesterday. You can check these out and you can see the kids telling them. I thought they were really brave because it's one little kid I heard him saying to one of his mates afterwards. He says, I was so nervous.
I know. Well, Miss Gearman was nervous too. Have a listen. Triple M's Comedy Kids.
My name is Sebastian. I am in grade two at Gagebrook Primary School. My joke is, why did the boy sit on the clock? He wants to be on time.
My name is Savannah. I go to Gagebrook Primary School and I am grade three. My joke is, what do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
My name is Caden. I'm in grade two at Gagebrook Primary School. My joke is, ring, ring.
Hello.
Is Mr. Wall there?
No.
Is Mrs. Wall there?
No.
Are there any walls there?
No.
Well, what's keeping your ceiling up?
Triple M's Comedy Kids. I love that.
Generous audience too, weren't they? Yes. Kids were loving it.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
So if you would like to nominate your class, you could be a teacher, a kid, whatever it is, get onto triplem.com.au and we'll follow up and hopefully we'll get out to your classroom.
Yes, and we also gave some little treats out. Thank you very much to Cripps. Quality bread baked for you right here in Tasmania. Cripps baking since 1878, and of course the wonderful Snap Print and Design and websites. They're going to be putting together that Triple M Comedy Kids book for us. So get on to triplem.com.au and register your class.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.